in my own way of thinking about this, when I die, I wanted only my children to see the importance about what I do. Susan understand my project is important, and she think it's good for the teachers. Then the First Nation teachers would be the gold for that kind of thing that you do. She says that because she has learned to be a teacher. She take courses to be a teacher. And then I said, would you be willing to hold these things, the things that I try to do when I die? And she said, yes. So I had in my own writing, I said, she will be the one to have the authority over what should happen, these things. So the will, it is my wife who will be a trustee. A trustee means, to my opinion, or I don't know if maybe I misunderstand. What I mean to say, she will hear this thing, what I have written. She will be there. That doesn't mean that she will have the authority to change it or anything, but it might come to that. So anyway, I may not quite understand what the will mean. And the copyright is something that I still cannot seem to get any help out of it. But it isn't my will that copyright is mentioned in there, which says the copyright should be my work. It should be my copyright, whatever I do. Any material that comes out, a tape recording or audio cassette, should be my copyright. And in order to make a copyright, the lawyer says you have to form some form of a corporation. He says maybe three people can be a form of corporation. And in that corporation, you will have a copyright. Says it would have been all right if you had made some kind of a publishing thing, and you call yourself a publisher, and then you would have that copyright because you would be the first one to put in your writing in there, and you have a right to do that. But it says the storyteller also, you could have a copyright. When you created the audio cassette, it is your voice, it is you, and your copyright. And the one next thing that you have to do is simple matter without forming a corporation or a small organization or a name or a company. Says what you could do is, you know, register those things to yourself, and it's one simple thing. But how do I do that? Do I send something out or just take it to the post office and register this parcel and make it I have received already and take it back home? That is something that I don't understand. And one of the ways that, you know, to actually ship something and make a registration letter and explain everything what is contained into a distance and have that there recorded, like I did. I have shipped these things to the Newfoundland to Mrs. McGenty, and it was only registered mail. And then it went there. At that time it was my copyright. It could have been. But there was no list to go with it. And then it turns back into Toronto, and it stays there in Toronto. It was no copyright or anything activity. And then it comes transferred to Winnipeg. And then the copyright was set aside again, and we did not do this illegally. But then only orally did we agree. And still is, it's still in a very formal writing that I have signed with the Jennifer, saying that these things are mine. These things are still considered mine. Until then, when it comes to the reality, if we actually acquire much more funding and also having to spread out everything, then we must worry about the copyright and whatever involved to do this. I know all this. But the thing is, I am not an expert to do this. The only thing I can do is I can see a lawyer. But I have to pay him. Or pay someone who knows how to do this properly. But right now, we have not. And we just want to get an agreement to say that we have a right to do this. And that's what I signed with the Jennifer. I signed the agreement with this group or with who? It didn't say. That is something we still have to tackle. In the meantime, I still think that, you know, these are the second priority. The first priority is to get this thing going. And don't get bogged down with the red tape or with the technical things so much. But let's get cracking. And that's about all I want to see at the moment. So that's it. I'm finished my clinching statement. Anyway, it's to emphasize that I'm talking about. So George, do not be offended what I say. I'm just, maybe you're the only one to hear this recording. So the rest of it will be empty. So I have to go now to the post office and make a registered shipment to you. And the address I have to have, I may have to call you right now.